November the 11th. We had a bad time with Chris again. He remembered having been bluffed before and could not be got near the sledge at all without trouble. Four times he broke away, but fortunately he always ran back among the other ponies and not out onto the barrier. Finally, we had to down him. He was so tired with his recent struggles that after one abortive attempt, we got him fast and away. It was an awful pity that the silly beggar will tire himself out like this before his day's work begins. It must eventually tell severely on him, though he's a very strong beast. My sledge meter was nearly broken during one of the struggles. We all got away by 2:30 a.m. and found the surface very trying to the animals, owing to a deposit of fine snow on the hitherto good surface. This must have doubled the work of pulling the sledges, and it plainly told on our beasts. The bluff showed up in the mirage, and the land beyond to the southwest, where the sun was apparently shining. It looked much better to the south by the time we passed the lunch camp. Shackleton had one blizzard about this time, and then a clear run without a single one as long as his ponies lasted. Hence the good marches he made. The summer should surely be setting in soon, and as it only lasts for 2 months out of the 12 in this region, I do trust it will be kind to us at this most critical time.